The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
They don't want the flow to stop. But everything they've done so far is to tell immigrants, come in, we'll find a way to place you around the country. Yeah, wink and a nod.
Hospitalizations down, cases are down. So things are going exceedingly well here in America. They don't want to let you know it, but it's time to get back to work.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I saw Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News say that President Biden should unmask in order to motivate people to get vaccination. We understand the narrative that you got to get a vaccine in order to get out of this pandemic once and for all. Not everybody agrees with it. But Dr. Siegel says you absolutely need to get vaccinated. You should get a vaccine. And but with Biden continuing to wear his mask everywhere he goes, including walking outside of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter's house after being inside without the mask, take the doggone mask off and give people a message that get the vaccination so that we can return to normal life. We've got to have transparency, but we also have to have some kind of a game plan for what post-vaccine or what post-COVID life looks like. And my pushback, I know a lot of these people. I see them on TV. I hear from them all the time. They're obsessed with the mask. They think if they've got the mask on, they're a good soldier. They're a good citizen. They're a good person. And if you don't want masks everywhere, you're not a good person. You're a bad person. And I hate the way this thing has come down and been politicized the way it has. I despise it. Speaking of despising something, wow, did you hear what the Texas Republican chair, Alan West, said about the Texas Democrats who are supporting the guy who called Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina an Oreo? This is quite the story. Here's a headline that you need to consider. Texas Democrats support calling a black Republican senator an Oreo. They defend that. How do we know? Well, we know that Gary O'Connor, the Lamar County, Texas Democratic Party chairman, called Senator Scott an Oreo after his rebuttal speech following President Biden's speech. After there was an understandable outcry, Gary O'Connor resigned his post. Well, get this. The Lamar County Democrats and the party, the Democratic Party, decided not to accept his resignation. They reflected on the incident, you see. They gave it some reflection. And they don't want him to resign. Listen to this. This is remarkable. The Texas Tribune is reporting that Lamar County Democrats said the following. Lamar County Democrats recommit ourselves to conduct our private conversations and our public social media discussions with anti-racist, pro-reconciling attitudes and language. We strongly condemn bigotry of any kind, and we will continue our historic efforts to work for justice and equality for all our fellow citizens. except, I guess, when it's a fellow citizen who's a black Republican. Then you can call him an Uncle Tom, the House N-word, an Oreo. So the Texas Republican Party chair, Alan West, had a pretty pointed response to the fact that Texas Democrats are 100% willing to defend calling Tim Scott an Oreo. Now, you don't need me to explain, by the way, why calling a black man an Oreo is a racist slur, right? Maybe that's what we'll hear from progressives. Oh, it's not really, it's not like the same as the N-word. No, it is. It's a racist slur. You're calling a man, you know, black on the outside, white on the inside. It's a despicable, racist attack. And this clown, the Lamar County Democrat Party chair, called Tim Scott an Oreo. And the Democrats in Texas won't accept his resignation. They're defending him. They're supporting him. And of course, by so doing, they're obviously supporting racism within their own party. Texas Republican Chair Alan West had quite the pointed response.
What we come to understand is that Gary O'Connor realized that he did wrong, and he took the individual responsibility to do what is right. But the Democrat Party, the institution that we know as the Democrat Party, the leadership of the Democrat Party, says that they're not accepting his resignation, that everything is fine, that he doesn't have to apologize for calling a sitting U.S. senator, a Republican senator, a black senator from South Carolina, an Oreo. See, that's the problem. When you want to talk about institutionalized racism, when you want to talk about the systemic racism and the purveyors thereof, it's the Democrat Party. They have always been. They never voted for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. They are the party of Jim Crow. They are the party of segregation, of slavery. And now, thanks to the soft bigotry of low expectations, they're the party that sees independent thinking black men and women as a threat. Oreos, Uncle Tom, House N-word, you know what I'm talking about. They're the real sellouts. Those blacks in the Democrat Party that would allow this type of racism to continue on. So stop calling everyone else white supremacist and racist and all of these other things. Because you, the Lamar County Democrat Party, the Texas Democrat Party, you're the real racist. And I despise you.
Yikes. Those are tough words. And now that we're in this kind of uncomfortable space of who the real racists are, I saw a video last night showing two elderly Asian women in San Francisco brutally stabbed. One of them was attacked so terribly that the blade broke off in her body. I don't want to play the video, guys. I don't know if we have it. I don't want to play it. It's too horrendous. I can't stand it. Two little old ladies standing on it. Looks like they're waiting. They're at a bus stop. They're waiting for the bus. And some monster came up and viciously plunged a knife into both of them. One of the women is stabbed in the back. He calmly approached the other victim and started knifing her. A bystander rushes over to help and cradles the woman who had fallen backwards onto the ground. Now, police arrested 54-year-old Patrick Thompson for the brutal crime. He was charged with attempted murder. The victims aged 85 and 65 were taken, of course, to local hospitals. The 85-year-old, a beloved grandmother named Choi Fung, suffered a punctured lung. The force that Thompson allegedly used to stab her was so great the knife handle broke off. The blade remained lodged in her body. Another case in New York. An off-duty MTA employee slashed while riding the subway through Brooklyn Wednesday. Last report remains in critical condition. The 52-year-old victim identified as a conductor who was off duty, was on the J train about 11:20 p.m. near Fulton and Crescent Streets. A man passing through the train cars slashed Gerard Sykes with an orange box cutter. The poor man was slashed from behind his ear to his left eye. No arrests have been made in that one. On Thursday, at least two more incidents were reported. A train operator in the Bronx was punched and knocked unconscious. A rider in a wheelchair ended up below a subway train. It's unreal what's happening around the country, particularly in New York. And you know the victims? Asian American victims? There seems to be a common theme or a thread or a consistency. And I guess are we allowed to talk about it? No, but the mainstream media won't. Even the New York Post, even ABC7, all the news accounts I have of these attacks on Asian Americans. Nowhere does anyone talk about the race or ethnicity of almost all the perpetrators. I guess that's the third rail, right? That's right up there with daring to question a vaccine or ask about election integrity. You just can't talk about it. And I keep thinking, if the shoe was on the other foot and we had a string, and listen, please challenge me. If I'm wrong about this, I want to put you to the top of the line at 1-800-655-MIKE. If we had a series of vicious, brutal attacks on black Americans by Asians, for example. Let's just say it was the other way around. And Asian Americans were horribly attacking with knives and hammers. There was a video the other day, an Asian woman hit over the head with a hammer in New York City. Hit over the head with a hammer. If all of these cases featured Asians attacking innocent black victims, you think we'd be talking about that? Or would they protect the identity of the perpetrators? Because I don't know about you, it seems pretty clear to me that the race, the ethnicity, the identity even of the perpetrators of these horrible attacks on Asian Americans is being censored. Is being stifled, is being kept away from the public view. Am I wrong about any of this? Straighten me out. I don't know if Patrick Thompson in San Francisco is black. I don't know if the off-duty MTA employee who was slashed on the subway, I don't know if the perpetrator is black. But it's a conversation we should be having, right? If there is a consistency with African-American criminals attacking Asians in America, should that not be something we can talk about at least? Let's try. It's a tough issue, no question about it. 1-800-655-MIKE. Glad to have you here on a Friday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 800-655-6453. Let's tackle this with care. Let's be respectful. It's a difficult issue, but I think it's one we ought to dive into. 1-800-655-MIKE. We have a line open just for you.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
One more take on this bizarre story of these attacks on Asian Americans. It came from Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News. I want to play this, and then I promise we're taking your calls at 1-800-655-MIKE.
But just like that, the media's outrage over the plight of Asian Americans has suddenly gone poof. Why? Because in the most recent high-profile attacks, the assailants don't quite fit the left's narrative. Now, what do I mean? Let's look at some of the recent examples. On Monday night, two Asian women in New York City were attacked by a hammer-wielding maniac. Does she look like a white supremacist Trump supporter? Well, doesn't look like it. Neither does this person who viciously assaulted two Asian women Tuesday morning at a Baltimore liquor store. The man you see beating that poor woman with a cinder block is believed to be Daryl Doles. He's since been arrested and charged by police. Again, the media told us basically there was MAGA hat wearing bigots carrying out these attacks. Yet time and again, we see that's not the case. Hence the media's silence.
Media silence? I don't know. I don't know that there's media silence. I believe there's silence over what seems to be a pattern. And if I'm wrong about the pattern, you tell me. Do you believe that these attacks are almost exclusively being carried out by black Americans? 800-655-MIKE. I promise your call, your voice, your reaction to all of it coming up.
Mike Gallagher Show.
Police are being vilified across the country. They're being painted as racist occupiers, just going in like an occupying army, trying to disrupt communities when it's exactly the opposite. They're being demonized and vilified by politicians. Leadership is failing. Criminals are not afraid to commit crimes because there's no consequences, no accountability.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I want to bring Troy into this conversation. Alex, who's screening calls today, says that Troy has an interesting angle and wants to, I think we got to have an interesting conversation. So, Troy, hang tight there for just a moment. There's some breaking news out of Minnesota. A federal grand jury has voted to indict the former Minneapolis police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane, the other two officers, there's four of them, I guess, three of them, including Derek Chauvin, are charged with violating Floyd's right to be free from unreasonable seizure and excessive force. You know, the George Floyd death immediately became a racial, discussion in America. And it was entirely about police officers, in particular white police officers and black citizens. We have a very difficult time navigating through race. And one of the difficult issues for me, and I'm uncomfortable with this, I hate racism. I deplore racism. We should be repulsed by racism. But we got to be honest about it. And there seems to be a lack of honesty regarding this frightening series of attacks on Asian Americans. What am I missing here? Maybe you can help me out. 1-800-655-MIKE. This portion of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Hey, Troy, thanks for hanging in there with us. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Let's dive into this. What do you make of what we've been talking about?
Honestly, I'm trying to figure out what your angle is. I'm just like you that I'm 100% racism of all colors, creeds, sexual orientations. But and I know there has recently been a few attacks going on, people attacking Oriental people that are black. But I don't think it sounded like you were saying that maybe more black people were doing it than other races. And I don't think there's any evidence to support that.
Well, I believe you're wrong. If I told you that the majority of attacks on Asian Americans are being perpetrated by black Americans, do you think that's significant?
Well, yes, it would be significant if that's a true statement. Now, okay. I can't tell you right now if it's a true statement or not.
I understand that. I believe it is true. I don't know what I can't give you an exact statistic. I would submit to you the majority of these attacks are being perpetrated by black Americans. And if that's true, just like if the majority of attacks on black Americans were committed by Asians, that'd be a significant story. I mean, there's no angle here. The angle is, why aren't people talking about the race of the people that are attacking? Now, you're not apparently even sure that it's true, and that's okay. I mean, listen, I don't have any more specific data than you do. But you would agree with me, though, if the majority of these attacks and crimes are being perpetrated by black Americans, you would find that significant.
Yes, sir. I would find that significant.
Well, I think, and I believe it is significant, and I believe it's true. So let's see what others have to say. But and there's no angle. And what I'm worried about is even giving any credence to any kind of racism in this country. We're trying to have a conversation post George Floyd. We had cities, millions of people marching on behalf of George Floyd. You have an acknowledgement that something terrible happened that day to George Floyd. The immediate instinctive response by many, many Americans is it was because George Floyd is black and the officer is white. And a lot of us are left by saying, maybe it was just a bad cop who did a terrible thing with other bad cops who didn't do the right thing. How do you know it was done? Nobody dares to say this either. You're not allowed to say, how do you know that George Floyd was killed because he's black? You know, when a black officer shoots a white kid, and it does happen, how do you know that the black officer didn't shoot the white kid because of racism? You don't know that. If Derek Chauvin had established a pattern of anti-black comments or a record, the receipts of racism, but criminally treating a black citizen in our woke 2021 world is immediately denounced as a racist act. All right. Well, then what do you say about black Americans attacking Asian Americans? Larry, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Mike? I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to say I am a devout Christian. I know there's God. I've seen things in my life that just tells me they're God. But looking back at societies, it seems like every time a society just goes to a way, the Ten Commandments are destroyed.
Well, I mean, everything has been we've turned away from religion. We've turned. I was so glad yesterday, Larry. I so appreciate where your heart is. We spent yesterday celebrating the National Day of Prayer, and I was so overjoyed that so many people called and participated in our National Day of Prayer. You're very right. You're very right. Here's Matt. Matt, you're on. Hi, Matt. Welcome. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call today.
You bet.
I was just wanting to reiterate from the caller prior where you were talking about how do you feel about, you know, more blacks being responsible for the Asian stuff. And I think the left are always doing that. They pick and choose how they want to say it. And we got to be careful not to fall into the same groove that they do. And, yes, I agree that there probably are more blacks fighting Asians right now. It may be a demographic thing where they're living. But in the end, I think it's just, you know, just people right now so on edge and they've been driven to this new racist high by the left, which is ridiculous because it was almost gone. And nobody's arguing that the left caused this. They're all just blaming it on race again.
I mean, I want to reiterate something you just said or highlight what you said. I don't know that race has anything to do with it. It may have. It may be bad people attacking. And incidentally, you said blacks fighting with Asians. These aren't fights, Matt. These are hitting people over the head, stabbing people in the back, throwing people, in front of trains. This isn't fighting. These are random, horrible attacks.
I just used the wrong word.
No, I got you, but I want to...
You have a better vocabulary than I do.
No. I just want to make sure that we don't minimize it. But listen, you make a very important point. It may have nothing to do with race. And let's be clear here. If we're saying you can't instinctively believe that a white officer... having a terrible encounter with a black citizen is race, then you can't assume that if Asian people are being attacked by black people, that's by race. I don't know. I don't know what's driving this, but I think it's worth talking about. And certainly there's been no reluctance to assume that white officers who do what Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd is racist inspired. Why isn't there any talk about it with these Asian victims? Makes no sense to me.
Well, I mean, it's just like that lady you talked about the other day with that black woman that berated that poor Hispanic guy.
Yep, the cop. Yep.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, and it like disappeared. The only one talking about is you.
Well, you used
it. You know, when I listened to that, I thought it was a white lady, and I was thinking, what a despicable human being this is. You know, if that was a white lady, I'd want to slap her for being such a horrible, human and making white people look bad. But no, it turned out to be a black woman. I was like, oh my God, it's even worse.
And a black woman, Matt, who to this day has not been really publicly identified. Now, how is that? Yeah. I can promise you if she'd have been a white person doing that to a black person or an Asian or Hispanic, I'll bet you she'd be all over the news.
It's because of the left and the media, and they're pumping this racism thing. And I would think that the majority of the people would be going against them of this. But instead, they're fighting each other instead of fighting the people who are doing it.
Well, you used a great phrase, Matt, and I appreciate your call very much. It doesn't fit the narrative. The left has a narrative, and you stick to the narrative or else. Glad you called. 17 before the hour. More coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Feel free to join us. 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. I'm really, really horrified by these random attacks. And I'm going back to New York in about a week or so. I may never leave the apartment. How in the world are our New Yorkers coping with these horrific attacks on the subway? In fact, last night I watched in amazement as Tucker Carlson sort of gave faint praise to Eric Adams, who's a Democrat who wants to be the next mayor because, thank the Lord, the de Blasio reign in New York City is going to come to an end. Thank goodness.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the blue.
How come we don't know what the race is from the cop that killed, Capitol Police cop that killed the Trump supporter coming in the Capitol building? It was that a Hispanic guy or a black guy or a Chinese guy? You know, the police officer.
The George Floyd death was not racially motivated. Even the Attorney General from Minnesota said that they did not charge him with a hate crime because there was no proof that he killed George Floyd because of his race.
It's a good question. All these are good questions, and they're worth talking about. I'm glad you're here 11 minutes before the hour. Our number is 800-655. Mike, we got a lot of good things going on around here, by the way. Got good news. The words, I feel much better, are so happy for me. I'm so glad to hear that my buddy Joey Hudson is recovering in South Carolina. He had some love. I tell you what. I wonder if he's going to tell the story on his radio show about the spiraling one thing after another that went wrong. And there is nothing like trying to work through a surgical thing that I won't say anything. I'm just glad that I got a text. I feel much better from Joey. So thank God for that. Thanks for your prayers. Thank God for Job Creators Network, portions of our show brought to you by JCN. I tell you about these guys all the time. Another one of the great things we've got going on around here. It's been a tough year American lockdown, school closings, loss of life. And how about the millions and millions of American small business owners? Small businesses are facing hurdles and obstacles that are being created by our own government. We all know it. Nothing perhaps worse than these massive tax increases that Biden wants to impose. It's going to wipe out a lot of businesses. There's one group fighting hard to win this war against small businesses. It's called Job Creators Network, and I urge you to join them. Go to joinjcn.com, joinjcn.com. Learn more about this tremendous organization, Alfredo Ortiz, Elaine Parker, all these great folks that we've worked with for years. I remember going way back to a visit in Orlando. We kicked off a bus tour in Orlando with Alfredo and Job Creators Network. Be a part of them. Be a part of this great, great community. Go to joinjcn.com and learn all about Job Creators Network. 8 minutes before the hour, we also have got great news about our Israel trip. Don't forget, if you want to join us in the Holy Land, because it's coming up, end of October, October 27th, we're going to have the trip that will absolutely change your life. I think a lot of people are coming back with us. They've already been on a few of them. This is our fourth trip to the Holy Land with listeners. And it's the Stand with Israel tour. And nothing will impact you like walking where Jesus walked. The Mount of Olives. You want to stand where the Sermon on the Mount took place? You want to walk along the path that Jesus took with the cross? It's a 10-day Stand with Israel journey, and we are ready. Join Gallagher, Prager. We are, I think, as of last Friday, I'm watching my email inbox to see about our numbers this week. Last week, 497 people have signed up to join us. You're going to have the luxurious accommodations the entire time. You can decide, incidentally, what level of accommodations you want. If you want, you know, 5-star luxury hotels, if you want a little bit be more economical. You could do that too. Get all the details. You could book all the way through till July 6th. You could hold the reservation till July 6th, worry-free, no cancellation fees, fully refundable if you want to cancel for any reason. But I want you to lock in your trip. StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Max from New York, where a lot of these terrible attacks are occurring. Hey, Max, welcome. How you doing?
Good. Hi. Thank you for letting me on the air.
You bet.
Yep. So I just wanted to talk about where is the backbone of all these bystanders that watch this stuff? I know some of them are caught on camera, but by golly, like if I ever saw something like that, I would follow that person or hunt that person down and like gather all these people, be like, this is the person that perpetrated the crime. Like we need to have bystanders and citizens that witness this kind of stuff actually stand up and protect these people and like don't let these people get away with it. Like,
Max, wasn't it your city where there was a woman attacked on the sidewalk outside of a lobby of a business and the surveillance video showed the security guard just looking out the door at her and not coming to her aid at all? Wasn't that New York?
Yeah, that was 100% New York. And I'm embarrassed to even live in the city and see that kind of stuff. And there were people all around her. Nobody did anything.
And it's not a New York thing. It's an America. It's all over. And it's got you make a tremendous point, Max, and I appreciate you very much. It's a good question. We're going to keep asking lots of good questions. I know I walk out of this studio on a Friday kind of walking about 2 inches off the ground because I know how many people stepped up yesterday when you heard the story about Vimeo deplatforming Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow, and this is more than just a business partnership. It's like a mission. I first of all, I love the company. Chaska, Minnesota, they crank out thousands of MyPillows a day, and over 100 items that are going to give you the best night's sleep of your life. When you heard that Vimeo kicked Mike Lindell and MyPillow off of their platform earlier in the week, you responded in record number, a big day yesterday. You just buy product. You just buy pillows. You buy bathrobes. You buy the Giza Dream Sheets. You buy these My Slippers, and you get a big discount. The My Pillow Premium is now $29.98, normally $69.98, an amazing price, $40 off. Buy as many of them as you want. MyPillow.com. Look for the little square that has the picture of Gallagher and Lindell. Click on that box, and be sure to enter the promo code MikeG with everything you order. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Great job, Dan Ginsberg, filling in for Eric, flying the plane today. Derek, Pavlina, thank you for spending part of your Friday with us. Let's do it again Monday, okay? Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, from our family to yours. I'm Mike Gallagher. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless America.